And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to very kind of semi-busy San Diego Landing and Point Loma. It's starting to happen here. And we have Captain Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell here, along with his buddy Reggie from the Mission Bell Mafia in here. So we're going to be talking some fishing. They were out yesterday. Going to get a report and some bluefin are biting. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We keep talking about, like, oh man, it really feels like it's happening. Well, it is happening. I'm with you. I drove through the Fisherman's Landing parking lot, and the Shogun's leaving, and RP's down below catching fish, and the bell ran yesterday, and there's bluefin biting. Like,
yeah.
It's no longer about to be happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And it's not even mid-April.
I mean, it's still early. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not trying to say it's August. I'm not trying to say that. Let's not cross words. But it's happening. It's not.
Yeah.
We're not getting ready. We're doing it now.
It's going off.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great to have you. Yeah, a little shakedown cruise yesterday on the Mission Bell.
It was. Yeah, first one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And how's that, man? Good going.
It was good. You know that we all want to catch a million yellowtail. We need the water to warm up and stuff a little bit, but a regular group, Mission Bell Mafia guys, Reggie, I was the new guy.
You were the new guy.
Totally. All these guys have been on the boat more than me. But the boat ran great. Super excited. The galley was enjoyed by everybody. Electronics, all that. It was success.
That's so cool.
Let's go.
Yellow. No yellow?
No yellow. A little bit seen. That win last week was It was violent on the ocean for a lot of days, and
like really bad.
Yeah, and it's 55 to 57 degrees, but you know the one thing about the islands is they switch so fast.
Totally.
You know, you get a good current or you know a good stretch of weather like we have coming here, and it's not going to be long.
Yeah,
for sure.
A morning to an afternoon can be a big difference.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
And now you give us a really nice stretch of weather like we're supposed to be having for the next 10 days. Who knows? I mean, next weekend that 57-degree water could be 61 and beautiful.
And, you know, North Island, we finished at North Island yesterday. It's birded up. There's bait. It's lively.
Okay, great.
It's not dead there.
Yeah.
It's just a little cold.
It's not right yet.
It's not right.
And Matt on the San Diego saw some fish.
He saw some fish at the pile. No response, but they're sign, and they're those big ones down at the pile.
Oh, really?
They were catching last fall, you know, those 25, 30-pounders.
Ooh. That's cool. So they're there.
They're there. It's just, you know.
It's early.
Yeah, it's April 3rd.
Yeah,
April
and 4th. After a huge wind event like that, it's
to be expected.
A couple weeks to kind of come back.
Yeah, it's spring.
Yeah, yeah. So you excited about your new boat?
I'm excited. It was it's really nice to fish on. I hadn't fished on the boat since I was 14. And at 14, I couldn't care what I was fishing on.
Yeah.
I was just happy to be fishing. But, you know, drifting caught and anchoring up yesterday, it is roomy. The back deck, it's huge. You know, we had 25 passengers. Reggie's not a little guy. His friends aren't little. And it's not tight, uncomfortable. There's plenty of room to work and spread out. And it's stable. A lot of bait. Fish holds beautiful. You know, we're pulling these rockfish out. They're 30 degrees.
Nice.
It's
dialed.
Yeah, it made the purchase feel good.
This makes me so stoked to hear, man. That's awesome.
I think he's underselling what he did, all the work he did on the boat, man. I mean, you walk in there, the galley has a brand new ceiling, brand new lighting, brand new cushions in the galley. I mean, he's definitely underselling.
Talk a little closer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, but yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, it's super nice. And he has these really bright lights. And when you're out there rigging in the mornings, like, these are like some very expensive LED lights, I bet. But yeah, he's definitely underselling all the amount of work that he's put on the boat. So.
And you guys have been fishing the boat for years. I mean, that's home away from home. So to, you know, that coming from guys that are that familiar with the boat, I think that carries some pretty serious weight.
Yeah, most definitely. We've been doing it for a little bit over 10 years now, you know, chartering that boat. We try to do it once a month, and we always have a good time. And Cameron was gracious enough to let us have our normal crew that we have on there, and he was a humble owner. He was on there working deck, you know, playing fish and helping people out, get out of tangles, you know, all the normal stuff that typical owners don't do, but he's out there doing it.
Aren't you supposed to shut the door and, you know, wait till you tie the thing back up again?
You guys know who my old boss is. Yeah. They caught wind of that.
That's not happening.
It was always, you have to work harder than the crew.
Yeah.
That was it. You always have to be the hardest, get the least amount of sleep, work the hardest. Because then you set the expectation.
Totally. Right. Yeah, your crew has a hard time complaining if the boss is the one sweeping the floor.
Totally. You know, when I first started on the Angler, it was, and if Brian and Sam were both on the boat, they did heads. They were in the rotation cleaning toilets, you know, this big, giant, long-range boat.
And guess where all that came from?
Oh, yeah, the big guy.
The big guy, Captain Frank. First time I ever rode the Royal Polaris, I was on a long trip. And here's Frank down there cleaning the hats. I go, what the hell? You're on everything.
You're the boss, man.
You're the boss. Yeah.
Your name's on the front of the paycheck. Your name's on the front of the check.
You've got to do it all.
Yeah. He came fishing on the San Diego with us one day with his grandson. And he humbly walked down to the boat, and we were going to bait up early. Can I go get bait with you? It's like, you own all this. Like, and just humble, introduced himself to every crew member, shook their hands to the bait receiver guys.
Pretty cool.
And
that's so rad.
As soon as we were fishing, he was all in.
That's
cool. You know, just we'd hit a school on the sonar, and he'd school and run out of the wheel. I was like, Frank, you can't. We got 50 people on here. We gotta wait, you know. But he was hooking and handing and helping everyone on the boat. And so, no, it definitely started
That's
there.
Cool. So, rad. Yeah. So Reggie, you are kind of the ringleader of the Mission Bell Mafia. Now, we know him on Let's Talk Hookup as Reggie from Camarillo.
Yeah, right.
He's a regular caller and been there for years and years. And how did you start the Mission Bell Mafia?
it all started just fishing the Mission Bell on open party. And I don't know if you guys, I mean, from my experience, fishing open party can be challenging at times, right?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, being able to set your gear down, don't worry about it, or just the type of people that you fish with. So a coworker and I, we decided that, hey, let's try to charter this thing. And, you know, I met Steve and Karen before, like just fishing open party, and I talked to them about it. They said, yeah, just go ahead and charter the boat. I did it, and, man, I've learned so much stuff over these last 15 years. I mean, we could do a whole show on like do's and don'ts in terms of running charter. So that's how it got started. I mean, it was challenging. I'm not going to lie to you. The first few trips were challenging. Like the very first one, I remember we chartered the boat, and we get to the landing, and I did not know the price didn't include the Mexican visas and stuff. I just thought the posted price was the posted price. So my coworker and I, we split that difference up for all the passengers to be able to get the boat off the landing. So that was challenging. Then one other challenging thing that we had in the beginning was when you first had to have a passport to go to the island.
Sure.
That announcement was made that week of our charter. So none of my guys had passports. So luckily, my aunt, she worked at the passport agency. She got all those guys in.
No, wait, in a week?
In a week.
Whoa.
In a week.
That's sweet.
I probably shouldn't be saying this, but she
yeah,
did
it. She made it happen.
She made it happen.
They got the family.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was definitely challenging. But we've seen a lot of different stuff. I mean, you know, throughout the years, especially with different guys. And you learn real quickly what people will mesh and who will get along
sure.
with the crew. So yeah.
And I mean, you figure out what, you know, the right number of people to have on the boat is, and you know, more people equals a lesser ticket price, but lesser people equals a little more room. And I know you guys really like surface iron fishing, so you want to have the room, but if you have 100% guys with long rods everywhere, just I'm sure there's a lot of ins and outs to figure out everything to mesh. But 10 years of doing it, I'll bet it's a well-oiled machine.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I have it down. I'm going to still be humble. I think I have it down to a science, but yeah. Most definitely.
I love
you
it.
Get that mix. You know?
And your first day fishing with Captain Cameron and as the owner, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when that announcement was made here, I'm not going to lie. I found out by listening to the show, and my heart dropped. I was like, no.
10 years of
yeah. 10 years with
Captain
Steve, right?
What am I
right?
going to do? What are we going to do? And, you know, reached out to Cameron, and, you know, we had a few good talks, and finally officially met him face-to-face at the PCS show, and could just tell immediately he's a good guy and someone that, you know, we can continue this legacy going. And,
that's
and
so cool.
Yeah. So we're excited to see what the future brings here.
It's kind of cool to have a built-in charter group, right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's big shoes to fill. I have fished against Steve. I've been his dock neighbor for
a long time.
Yeah, 15, 18 years.
Yeah.
His level, being in the wheelhouse with him, he is just on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like every anchor job, and he's yelling and excited, and
that's
he's a
so
big
cool.
boy. He's moving around
yeah.
and all excited, and it's like we start catching these reds, and so it's big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
to you know, I'm gonna have to raise my voice or turn the PA knob up or something.
Yeah, so, that's part of the excitement fishing with Steve, man. I mean, it's like having that quarterback that you want to do whatever play he wants to run, and you just want to run through a wall for that guy because he gets on the PA and starts talking. And you get excited, they're right there, and you know, Steve has. I have not heard another captain have that energy that he has.
So what's Steve gonna do?
Well, he still owns Point Loma Daily Double.
Yeah.
It's kind of in his hands, you know. At first, he was gonna step away, maybe run a couple of the select trips, but he's shown interest in running the boat a few days a week.
Cool.
Which, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Because you got a lot of things going on.
Got a lot of things, and I'm going to be on the boat a lot.
Yeah.
But I got 5-year-old birthday party to it. You know, I got some stuff that's important to me. And what a better feeling to watch your, you know, giant investment leave the dock, knowing the old owner is in control.
Yeah,
like, you can't ask for someone better.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So,
and a good guy and
great
fisherman and stuff like that. Yeah, but hey, you. In your own right, you've been around the block here. You know what you're doing over there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll be okay.
You'll be holding your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for good summer yellowtail fishing and seeing all of you guys mix it up together. I mean, everybody, all of you guys that are now driving, you know, the main boats down there have all worked together, have all competed against each other, have come up underneath the same guy. Like, it's just it's going to be really fun dynamic, you know, watching everybody trade, you know, trade blows and fish counts and fun and the friendly competition and the working together. It's going to be a really cool atmosphere down there, and you were such a rad addition to the fleet. We're just so pumped.
And it was cool yesterday, you know, because here, you know, we're now 5:30. So now we're leaving the same time as, you know, San Diego and Liberty. And
what was it before?
6.
Oh, okay. So you're 5:30. Okay.
And I can't stand, like, bringing up the rear.
Oh, yeah, no way, man. No
I
way.
I could not watch Taro drive away at 5:30 and us be loading people, you know. And so, but, you know, here it is. It's like we're rolling down. San Diego's right here. It's Brawla. And it's 55 degrees, you know, we're fishing like it is on, you know, let's do this. But it was also cool to, you know, because I came to the San Diego when Taro left, so Brawla wasn't running the boat yet, and it was cool to watch him, you know, like I remember, you know, teaching him to pull the anchor, like, you know, ease up on it, pull it, and now he's spinning that thing around and kicking it over, and like, now
he's on it.
Yeah, he's lethal.
Yeah. So, 55 degrees at the Coronado Islands. That's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold.
No way to sugarcoat it. But it could be 60 in a couple
tomorrow.
Of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the ocean moves so fast.
Yeah.
And it's not going to – we've caught them in 58-degree water.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's that erratic change.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they were up into 62, 63, and then – nobody goes out for a week, you know, dealing with the wind, and it's cold.
It's cold,
you know. We just need some time.
So how did the overall, your look at the islands, you did kind of a complete tour looking around between you
we
and...
We spent a lot of time at the pile, because that's where the most fish, you know, the San Diego's seen the most fish. Pile, there was birds and stuff kind of chirping around. North Island looked great, honestly. Besides water condition, birds and life, and, you know, you felt like you had a chance for sure. And then it's the beautiful thing about the Coronado Islands. In between Rock Pile to North Island, we anchored up a few different stones and pinnacles and stuff like that and caught a bunch of red.
Great caught.
And whitefish, and, you know.
Yeah.
One of the gals had never done it before, and in one anchor job, she had her 5 reds and 2 whitefish.
That's cool. That's very cool, too, just to have such a successful day, but also, you know, I know your focus is always going to be game fish, but also everybody got to go home with a nice bag and, you know, be treated to some of the best-eaten fish that's available on our coast, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I got a perfect little Ziploc for tonight.
I think my sister, she got home and immediately fried her fish up. She wasn't messing around.
That night. Nice. I love it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. I'll tell you what, Cameron is a wealth of knowledge. He's been long-ranging for a long, long time. He's a commercial fisherman. He's now owner of the Mission Bell and fishing local islands and stuff like that. And, of course, Reggie.
I want to pick some.
Yeah.
I want to pick some Mission Bell Mafia surface iron info out of both of these two.
Gotta
for sure.
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show and a lot of fun. And we just want to hear from you, man. If you want to join us, be part of the fun this morning. The best way to do it is just to give us a call. It's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. We talk about it all the time. The texting the show has become so popular. Already a bunch of great texts come through. And if you want to do that, the only way is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you wanted to catch a cool little nugget of info from Team Searcher yesterday, you missed the show, you can go back to the archives and listen to it that way. And again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Captain Cameron and Reggie today. And if you want to do that, just fire up the app. The first tab that you'll see is text the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info as well. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your text in case you're the winner of that big prize. And what a killer prize we have today. And a big thanks to Captain Cameron. One lucky caller or texter, and as always, it'll be decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. You're going to get in and all that great stuff we've been talking about with Cameron and Reggie and just having a great time this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
1-800-878-0973 or send those texts into the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we got a lot of your phone calls. We got catch reports. We're going to be talking bluefin, inshore, offshore, islands, and more. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60-gram to 120-gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, get so check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time today is going to be. I'm so pumped. We're talking fishing again. The islands are happening again. It just, it feels right. It feels
and the
like
the weather is beautiful.
Flat,
calm, right? Yesterday?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, super. The sun was out, got some good vitamin D. It was calm. And yeah, you couldn't ask for much more other than some yellows. That's about it.
But offshore, yeah. Too, right?
Yeah, those guys, where they're fishing down below, it's there was a little bit of residual, but...
Yeah, sure.
There were some fishing
last
night.
It was gnarly here the beginning of last week.
Yeah, that was real.
It was a real deal. Yeah, you didn't want to be out on the ocean.
That was check the tie-up lines.
Yeah.
I know it was chilly, and I know the yellowtail thing didn't happen to you, but I still, like, I'm a glass half full guy. Like, I just feel in my bones, like, next Saturday, we're coming up on a bird school, and I'm casting a, you know... I'm casting a 45, and it's coming tight on a yellowtail. Like, I feel it, man. It's just, I'm so stoked that the fishing season is back. It was a long, long time. There was some chilly, there was some winter, there's some wind. I'm ready, boy.
Yeah, well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Cameron. Let's do it. 833-288-0973. Everything's full right now, but Jeff's standing by. When the line opens up, give it a try.
Alex in San Carlos is going to get us started off on the phones this morning. Morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question on... yo-yo irons. First, I just want to know, how do you determine if you're going to be using like a full size or a smaller yo-yo iron? And then also the other thing is, when the water is cold, would you rather like dropper loop a sardine towards the yellowtail instead of a yo-yo iron?
Both good questions. As far as yo-yo lures and size, depth puts a big part of that, you know, plays a big part in that. Shallow water, 120 feet or something like that. I'm a 6X junior guy. Matt Salas has always been so good to us. And if we go deeper, we start getting into 30, 40, you know, 250 feet of water, then I would, you know, I go full-size type lure. I try to get away with like a 6X junior as most as if I can. But if it's windy and there's a lot of current and it's hard for you to get straight down and your lure scoping out away from the boat, then that's a pretty good indication you need to, you know, put a heavier lure on. And the dropper loop thing, that there is times for sure when the dropper loop guys get bit better than the guys winding jigs super fast. For me, it seems like the most important thing is fish what you're comfortable with and commit to it. You know, if we stop the boat for and we're catching a couple and you were yo-yoing that stop and maybe didn't get a bite, so the next time you try a dropper loop and then maybe you didn't get a bite that time and then you switch, I think stick to what you're used to.
So don't keep jumping around.
Don't keep jumping around. Now, don't, you know, maybe after four or five stops, if you don't get one, switch and try that for a couple stops.
Yeah. Or if somebody on the boat is just railing them on that other technique, it's like, watch what other people are doing, right?
Totally. But what you're comfortable with, if you're comfortable dropping a yo-yo lure down to the bottom and winding fast, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We get, you know, I know Reggie and a lot of those guys are so into the surface iron part of it. Like, you get so hung up sometimes on wanting to catch them that way. And, you know, the yo-yo jig would be, like, the next best thing, but you're so right. Like, a sardine on the bottom can be wickedly effective, but sometimes so often overlooked because you have it set in your mind, like, oh, no, I'm going to catch them this way. Like, they're going to bite a scrambled egg 6X junior, so that's all I'm going to do. And that is an overlooked thing probably more than not.
Yeah, it's usually like, you know, Reggie's sister or something. It's an easier setup. He sets her up, and then all of a sudden, two stops in a row, she's the first one hooked up.
Right. Yeah.
So all the hot shots are like, ooh, maybe we start putting some dropper loops on, you know.
So that's kind of the springtime thing, right? It's kind of the fish are down a little deeper. When does it kind of switch to like a fly line bait starts to work?
Anchor fishing. If they're jumping around in the chum, that's a pretty good sign to switch it up. But dropper looping, you know, it's effective all year long.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Winter. It depends a lot, too, where we're fishing. If we're in the shallows and in the middle grounds or something like that, maybe a fly line because it's only 60, 70 feet deep.
Right.
If we're out sonar balling outside South Island in 40 fathoms, a yo-yo might be a good technique.
Yeah. So the deeper the water, the dropper loop or yo-yo seems.
And just how the, you know, what the captain sees, how the fish are reacting on machines. You know, sometimes we see a school down deep, they find the bait, and they come flying up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't come flying up, but they hang with the boat a little bit down there 20, 30 fathom.
There you go. All right.
Does the bait always change the reaction of those fish? Do they sometimes, you know, just, I mean, I know that it's always the process, but, like, is that what makes them come up, or is it just the jig's going through the school, or is there no way of answering that because it's not a black or white thing?
Yeah, I would say it's not. You know, on our machines, you see it. It's like, as soon, you know, the fish will kind of be, you know, just parallel on the machines, and some bait gets in the water, and it's like a spaceship to the, you know, like, they found it. Yeah. Or, you know, you see a tight ball on the sonar that looks like an orange, and it's dark, dark red, and then all of a sudden it blows up, you know, and it's scattered bars all over.
Oh, it's like, hey, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's times where the yellowtail want to fight you. You know, they feel the boat or whatever, and let's do this, and they come attack.
They're aggressive.
Yeah. If they're in the right mode and it's the right time, they're up for the challenge.
Yeah.
I
they're
love
eating
it.
Machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. for sure. Well, hey, you have a great text.
I thought so, yeah. It says,
on the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course. And, of course, phone lines are open the whole 2 hours here, 833-288-0973. Cameron's giving away a trip to go fishing with him on
the This one says, hey, guys, what a great show. My question's for Cameron. What would you say is a comfortable number of people fishing on the boat? How many do you feel is the appropriate number having guys up on the bow casting surface iron? And on a personal level, what is your favorite way to catch yellowtail, and where do you like to do it? I know you fished up and down the coast, and you've caught them all ways. Can't wait to hear. Looking forward to fishing with you. That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
We had 25 on the boat yesterday, and it was roomy. You know, our max load open party is going to be 30. We're COI'd for 50.
That's right.
You know, so Coast Guard, you know, that's the total amount of passengers. But it's like anything. The boat fishes 30, totally fine.
Fine.
So if you want to charter it with 15, you're going to have a very nice trip and with a lot of room. 25 was a pretty sweet spot.
Your typical load, Reggie, is 25 when you do the charters?
20 to 25.
20 to 25.
Depending what time of the year it is, because obviously summertime it's a little bit more expensive. So what we do, we just... you know, get a few more heads to kind of help with those, offset those costs. But, yeah.
Sure. And you think 25 is a great load.
I think it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
That boat, I used to fish that boat way back when with Joel Ralston, back when he was running out of C4 Sport Fishing. And it's such a great platform.
So nice.
So much room. And I've fished on that boat with 40 on it before.
Yeah.
And there's still room.
I mean, yesterday, everybody was comfortable in the galley. We had lawn chairs on the back deck. You know, it was like a long range feel. You know,
wow.
They're professionals.
Yeah, like they know what they're doing. Chair.
Yeah, we're going to North Island. It's like chairs spread out on the deck, that's and everyone's so cool. comfortable. And
nice.
So yeah, it's
how do you gather your charter?
Yeah,
people? Where are they all coming? Are they all coming from Camarillo?
No, we got people all over. I had a guy that flew in from Tennessee.
That's awesome.
Which could be challenging in itself because of the weather and that whole bit, but. We have a Facebook page, we have an Instagram page, and just over the years, it's people meeting people, and it multiplies. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, that's how we've been, you know, making that happen. But to the other question the guy had about the bow and how many people can cast up there, I would say 4 to 6 people comfortably. We've done that easily on that boat, so yeah.
Especially if you're a group that meshes as well as you guys, and everybody gets the idea and make a cast and slide down and let the next guy and...
Yeah, that's communication cool. is key, and just knowing each other's moves and that whole bit. Yeah, so that's how we do that there.
All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time? You got it. We're going to talk to Tom. He's coming from University City. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I have two questions, actually. I'd like to hear a little bit about the boat, the size, the construction. The other is, you know, for tuna, we hear that they're coming, yellowfin tuna or bluefin tuna, they're around. But for yellowtail, they tend to just appear at the island. So I was wondering, are there some leading indicators of how you know, the volume of yellowtail that's coming this year, or do you just wait and find out when they arrive?
I think it's you know, for the yellowtail, like, a good indicator for me is, like, there's really good yellowtail fishing down the coast right now.
Right.
Those guys at San Quintin are having phenomenal fishing.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so it... you know, whether it's right or wrong, it's making me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, there's sign of yellowtail in La Jolla, and there's enough little signals around that it sure seems like they're coming, especially after a year like last year where it felt like there was a lot of fish around, and I think
it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. We really didn't hit our stride with that phenomenal yellowtail fishing we had last year until... like late May, June, am I correct in that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was fishing offshore before they were island fishing. I mean, it was not a beginning of the it wasn't like a springtime thing that just led through it.
Yeah, I mean, there was fish being caught in the spring, but it wasn't that phenomenal fishing that we experienced until later in the
It's going to be a lucky group of, you know, a light load of 12 to 18 guys that just wanted to go have a nice day of fishing, and someone's going to go down to the pile and light one up and, you know, be the hero.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. For the first time all morning, there is a line open. Jeff standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You get a chance to talk to Cameron, and also win a trip to go fishing with him on board the Mission Bell. And I have a great text here, and it kind of covers a little bit of what we just talked about, Dan and Pomona, but it's a little more, he wants some more in-depth. It says, I've been looking at the Mission Bell and want to make my bucket list trips on the Mission Bell this year. Does your boat have sleeping arrangements for those looking to get some rest? Also, can you speak to your trips, what your trips look like? Are you going to be doing primarily Coronado Islands? Are you going to be doing any offshore opportunities? And, you know, he has a lot of questions.
Yeah, so we do not have sleeping accommodations.
It's a day boat.
It's a day boat.
You leave at 5:30, you come back at 5:30.
And I really wanted, when I was looking at boats and stuff like that, it's like, sure, the bunks are great. But with the bunks, you start getting out of the groove of full-day trips, and now you're an overnight or a two-day boat, and your charter groups want to go longer and longer. Where I wanted just to, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We are 5:30 to dark, and
big boat that's low to the water.
That's low to the
very
water.
Very comfortable.
And build our regular clientele. You know, there's a lot of guys that fish every Tuesday. Mm-hmm, and if we start booking overnight charters, then they don't get to, you know, there goes that. So same trip every day. Whether we're offshore or islands, it's just going to be what's best available fishing-wise, you know. And we're not going to flip-flop back and forth every day, but 3 or 4 days at the island or a week at the islands, and maybe it's not right, and the overnight guys are seeing some decent tuna fishing or yellowtail fishing on kelps offshore that's in our zone, then maybe we'll make the switch.
Yeah.
What is the zone of a full-day trip? You know, like how far... What kind of area do you have to work with where you're comfortable with your time and that kind of thing?
That's a tricky question.
Yeah.
Depends on his mood, right?
The leash gets really... and time and when you want to get back to the dock and if you want to really meet the schedule, if you don't, you know, I get it.
I think we've learned the last few years that the ETA doesn't, there's no set.
Yeah, the start time is pretty solid. That's about it.
The leash gets very tight at 50 miles, you know.
Yeah, sure.
If we're fishing west and you start realizing you're closer to San Clemente Island than Point Loma, you got to start watching
that
clock.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So... one thing we've stressed here on Let's Talk Hookup a lot is passports. When you fish Coronado Islands, you have to have a passport or passport card.
Absolutely.
And when you that's the other thing. When you order a passport, just get the passport card. I think it's an extra $25, $30,
something like that.
And then you just put it in your wallet like a license. For example, starting next month, a TSA, when you're flying, is going to require the real ID. Passport card will work as a real ID. It's a federal ID, so you don't necessarily have to go stand in line at DMV to get your real ID. Just get a passport card.
Yeah, that's I just have my passport card in my wallet.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, permits and visas and all that, it's crucial. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the Navy was at the island yesterday. You know, they're around.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the card is a game changer. We had a guy who was so hard-headed, driving all the way from Arizona. 3 times he forgot his passport. The last time he said, you know what?
Yeah,
go get your card. You're done. You're not coming with us.
Yeah. You're not coming
three
back.
3 times. So I said, 3 strikes, you're out, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, and if you know Reggie, you can probably get it in one day.
Yeah.
All right. 833-288-0973. You have a great text.
I wanted to read a text. It was a text for Reggie. It says, good morning, guys, everybody. My question is about the Mission Bell Mafia. Can you explain a little bit more about what you guys like to do? What sets your charter group apart? Do you only fish for game fish? Do you mix it up? Do you guys ever go offshore, et cetera? Love to come fishing with you.
Yeah, so that's a common text that I get or a question I get from people. What do we like to do? So we like to do what Steve wants to do. I don't tell him anything other than
what Cameron wants to do.
Yeah, well.
Well, screw that.
Yeah, we want to catch yellowtail. Yeah, we want to catch game fish. But, you know, obviously Steve, he's going to look and try to find them. If he doesn't find them, then we're going to fish for lings, reds. I mean, ling cod fishing is fun, especially like you're catching them on lures. I mean, it's kind of hard to beat that. But, yeah, to answer the question, we do whatever Steve wants to do. And that's the best way to go about it, is just to do what the captain wants to do.
Whatever the captain says.
Yeah, whatever the captain says, just go with it. You know, we're not chasing counts. We're, you know, it's funny how my numbers will grow when you see people catching fish at the islands.
Right.
You know, that's you should just want to go out and go fishing and have fun, you know. Yeah. So
that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ocean. See any whales yesterday?
We did. I think we saw three, right?
Saw a humpback and two gray whales rolling north.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. A humpback already.
Yeah. That's he was just outside the pile.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So, see, that's one of the many bonuses. You know, and the other thing, people like that don't spend a lot of time on the ocean, take for granted is like giant pods of porpoise or dolphin, right? I mean, just like sometimes you just, oh, yeah, there's another big school.
There was one yesterday.
Yeah, we went through one on the way. That was,
people go crazy over that haven't spent a lot of time on the ocean.
Yesterday was phenomenal in that. You know, we rolled down, beautiful sunrise, dolphins riding the bow on the way down.
Are you seeing giant spots of chovy like they're seeing up and down the coast?
There's a lot of bait in the water.
Yeah.
There is. You glass down the beach, and it is just turnbirds and seagulls and pelicans. And
Some of the rockfish were spitting up chovy. That's what's
no
kind of,
kid.
Yeah. You bring
it's good signs, right, Cameron?
Yeah, I'll tell you, everyone was freaking out. Oh, there's no sardine at the receiver. There's no sardine. And we took a beautiful load of sardine.
Okay.
And we took a box of the beautifulest mix.
That's great.
These anchovies were incredible.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Pull line off your 40-pound reel.
Yeah.
I love it.
What worked better for the rockfish?
Squid. The sardine's big. It's 5 to 8 inch.
Yeah.
What
about chovy? Does that work for a rockfish?
Yeah, we were catching reds. Yeah, we were picking some out and getting some reds on the anchovy for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with catch reports. We got more of your phone calls. We got more great texts. You stay tuned. It's a great one. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on YouTube and Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Costa's all polarized, purpose-built sunglasses are designed to enhance your time on the water. This is Pete Gray. Their 580G lens technology delivers unmatched optical clarity by cutting through haze, reducing blur, and filtering harsh yellow light. Built with all light conditions and environments in mind, Costa offers 11 color options available in scratch-resistant glass and lightweight biopolycarbonate. Head to your local tackle shop or visit CostaDelMar.com to find your perfect pair.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today has been
so fun, man.
Having a great time and good fishing to be had. And you know, speaking of good fishing, we're going to find out what's going on with the catch sport. It is time. Today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not an oversized wire to slow down your bait. It's a great choice. Both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. See your dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And I know next weekend there are going to be some pretty serious deals
on Gamakatsu hooks at the day at the docks. And, you know, starting off our catch report, we've got a very special bonus going on.
Yeah. Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, good morning. I think you guys are probably already aware that Aliar had 30 fish last night, all 40-pounders. He's not seeing big volume by any means. He's looking today, hoping to find a breezer of that bigger fish. And I believe there's going to be a couple of planes up today. Weather is beautiful, so at least it's a start in the right direction, okay?
How different is that from seeing nothing after just gobs and gobs of tuna around to all of a sudden it starts to come up? It's bluefin, right?
In the exact same place where he started on Friday night, over.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Frank, we were so excited to hear that news. And, yeah, we hadn't mentioned it yet, figuring we would probably hear from yourself or Aliar. But what a great start to the season. And I'm sure you and he both might have wanted, you know, this or that or bigger or more, but 30 fish is a great night, and it looked like good size, nice, you know, 40-pounders, and just to hear that there was fish around and biting and really getting things kicked off is such tremendous news, and we're so excited to hear.
Yeah, very good. I feel the same way. He's leaving Wednesday on another 3-day, and he does have 11 openings, so if anybody wants to jump on, there's plenty of room.
And beautiful weather to boot, right? Looks like we're going to have some nice weather again next weekend.
That's correct. Let's hope that this is going to get things rolling and stand by, because I wouldn't be surprised if he finds some fish during the day today.
All right. So was it all at night last night, Frank, or was there some daytime fish?
Yeah, it was all from about 9 to 11:30 last night.
Gotcha.
That's great.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, yeah, and you, like you say, It's a big day today. Hopefully he'll get them, and we'll see some good scores.
Yeah, but regardless, first trip out, first trip going, first boat looking, already success. I mean, it's the beginning of April. I mean, this is fantastic news and a great start. And I mean, no coverage, one day, you know, first trip, and there's already fish in the RSW.
And I'm also going to warn you too that this trip on Wednesday on the Polaris Supreme out of C4 Sport Fishing. Spots available, but you look at their schedule after this trip, Frank, there's pretty much no availability, right?
Yeah, there's a 2-day trip with availability, but after that, it's plugged solid all the way to, I think, November. There's a few openings.
Yeah, so if you want to get on the Polaris Supreme, Wednesday would be a good choice, good weather, and biting fish. All right, so how do we get a hold of them if we want to book that trip, Frank?
Well, I think I do not have Lindsay's number. It's on the website. They can book on the website, or there's a number on there to call Lindsay, or they can call C4 Sport Fishing also, okay?
Gotcha. All awesome. Right. Captain Frank Lopresti reporting bluefin are biting.
Hey.
Here it
first
is.
First time in 2025.
Yeah.
Take it.
How about on April 6th? Love it. Thanks, Frank, for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you, guys.
All right. Very good. That's
You're great. Welcome. You take care. Bye-bye.
That's pretty great. Exciting news.
Hey, that's great. Well, hey, we're going to continue with our catch report. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning, Woolley.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
What a difference a week makes, huh?
Seriously. Yeah, epic, epic week. You know, a little short with the beginning of the week, but gosh, man, just back to Aliar. Leave it to that kid, man. Like, I ran into him in the harbor earlier this week. I think it was this weekend. You know, we were talking for a little bit, and he was chomping at the bit. And, of course, you know, he just burns his eyes and stares at his machines and his sonar and just does what it takes. Seems like every single time to make that catch. So it's awesome. But to tell you that I'm surprised, I'm not surprised a bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just par for the course.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been cool seeing him just get it all together and figure it out. It's impressive. So good for him. Hope it bodes well for, you know, everyone else down there. The whole fleet gets out and gets after it. So in our neck of the woods up here, you know, obviously a couple days earlier in the week, we had the boats tied to the dock. But gosh, let me tell you, it was nice to get out there and put something else in our fish counts. You know, half day fishing, the water got cold with that wind. You know, we rolled out of the harbor on Thursday, it was like 53 degrees. It was freezing cold. So the half-day fishing has just been really scratch fishing. a few bass here and there, a few sheephead, some whitefish, you know, things that really aren't affected by that cooler water. As the week progressed, you know, the water did warm up a bit. But I tell you, if you're coming on a half-day trip, bring some 6 to 10 ounce sinkers, you know, with no depth restriction on this rockfish. You know, you can go out there and make a few drops and then slide back into the beach and, you know, catch a few bass. So I think that's probably going to be in play for some of our half-day guys this week. The three-quarter day stuff, you know, as you'd imagine, we got after it down there off of Camp Pendleton, that whole Box Canyon hard bottom zone down there. Plenty of reds and boccaccio waiting to be caught, other filler fish, whitefish, and other species of rockfish and whatnot. So, again, three-quarter day, 8 to 10 ounces of weight, bring an assortment of hooks. You know, I know some guys are hardcore J-hook guys for cod. Other guys are into the circle hook. So whatever your preference is, cool, bring it. We can help you get dialed in and out there. And then we got out to the 14-mile bank yesterday for the first time. And let me tell you, the quality out there is it's insane. It was really good fishing. It took me a couple spots to kind of figure out the conditions and to figure out, you know, which side of what the fish is on. But once we got it dialed, things were hitting yesterday. It was just quality rockfish after quality rockfish. The guys fishing the vertical jigs, the 250 to 300 grams, outfished the guys fishing the live bait, like no problem whatsoever. So if you're on the fence about getting one of those setups or have some, you know, certainly maybe stop, get something a day at the docks, but, you know, it's a solid piece of equipment to have in your arsenal. It just allows you the effective ability to get that jig up and through the water column. When you're fishing 100 to 110 fathoms, sometimes deeper, you know, that fish can be at the bottom or 200 feet off the bottom, and just being able to work that jig up through that batch of water is just, it's lethal. The guys just absolutely dominated the bait fishermen yesterday with those jigs. So
we were talking about that too. Oh, sorry, Willie, I didn't mean to interrupt. We were talking about that too with limits starting to be a little bit different. you don't necessarily need, with only getting a couple of some species, like being able to target the bigger ones that are available start to come into play a lot more too. And, you know, our thought was even, you know, even lesser, like hearing that those guys outfished the bait is a huge thing too, but you're often targeting the little bit bigger fish or maybe a little more aggressive. So I'm with you. That was something that I kind of scoffed at. I've been as old school as they come. If I want to catch a rockfish, I'm using a torpedo sinker and a strip of squid, but there is no denying that there is something very real to that jig fishing. And getting to do it with that 100%. Really light line and a light rig and comfortable to fish with, it's the real
super
deal.
Super fun. It is. It makes it fun. It makes it, and it's effective. And, you know, with this two red thing, I'll tell you, fishing on the beach is hard. Like, we were descending fish like crazy on some of our trips just because people, you know, we're at our boat limit or whatever on the reds. We're sending them back as fast as we can so we can pull the anchor and move. You know, it's just, you know, we just tell our passengers, just be understanding with what the regulations are. We want you to go home with fish, and we know it's frustrating and everything else that kind of comes with it. But, you know, for the sake of the resource, you know, just be patient with us. We have to adapt, and, you know, the way we fish and target stuff, just, you know, we have to make some changes and do some stuff like that, you know, from a day-to-day approach. So our anglers have been understanding and whatnot, but it's just, you know, comes with the territory. We just have to learn to work with it. And as all fishermen do, you know, we just adapt and make it work and, you know, try to see the best out of it. So anyways, not to get out on a tangent, but that was it for us. A great week. If you guys want to come, give the landing a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawarf.com. And make those reservations. You know, it's a busy week here, local. All the kids are on spring break, so if you want to come out on a trip, I'd recommend making those reservations for sure to secure your spot.
An awesome report, as always. Great job. Love everything about Dana Wharf. We'll look forward to talking next week, Willie.
Thanks for the time, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Now let's hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with that surf report. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
We had a kind of a tale of two cities here. The southern, you know, San Diego coast, up to probably Orange County, a lot of streaky water, a lot of red tide, frustrating a little bit. The guys who found some clean water found some halibut. The real story, though, was up north, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, the barred perch went on the bite. Lots of spawners now, so the spawn is in full mode. Rockcod, a guy checked in a 17-inch fish.
Ooh.
Up there at Hook, Line, and Sinker. Actually, he released the fish, but he photographed the fish next to a ruler, you know, so no arguing that. That's wow. Probably a 3.5-pound barred perch or something. It took a 110 flash minnow, Aurora mackerel color. And, you know, those guys up there hunting for big perch are using those flash minnows, X-wraps, things like that, big baits, even 130 size baits, you know, just throwing for that big bite. And the 17-inch fish, that's a wall
a giant.
Hanger.
Giant. Yeah. Giant.
That is a big perch. You know, they also, you know, had a little bit of halibut fishing. There's still a lot of squid offshore, and I think that's kind of keeping some of those fish offshore. So it was kind of a scratchy bite. Moving down Redondo, let's fishing there down Redondo said the barred perch fight was very good for them, too. They had a 15-inch fish, which is very respectable. And then they also had several stripers in that El Segundo Dockweiler area, even a couple stripers at Torrance Beach, you know, 4 to 10-pound fish or whatever, but they're still around. And then, like I said, as you move down to San Diego, there are a lot of streaky water, red tide situations, so we just kind of got to wait on that. But, you know, if you want to get a trophy barred perch, you know, get in your car and drive up the coast because they're biting.
17, man, that is a lunker.
Thanks, Gundy.
Great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll look forward to having you
have
back.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
We got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Facebook, YouTube Live at 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.